Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today, for the first time, the church celebrates the memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Prior to this, it was referred to as the memorial of Saint Martha, but earlier this year, the Holy Father widened it to be the memorial for Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And I just love to think about what would that have been like for these three siblings to be friends with the Lord. Like, how did they meet him? What was that like? What did their unique relationship with him, like, individually look like? And what did it look like with all of them together? And then just to think about how beautiful it is that we have multiple examples in scripture of Jesus going to visit these siblings. Maybe in a way feeling like he's a part of their family since he didn't have any siblings. And so the two options for the gospel that are offered today relate to Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And so I just want to read through both of them and then kind of pull out some points that it seems like are being made and kind of hopefully apply that to our life. So the first option is John chapter 11. It says, many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. And the other option is from Luke chapter 10. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. The Lord said to her in reply, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. So it's kind of looking at these two gospel passages in light of the sibling dynamic, there are a few things that stand out to me. The first, so even though the first gospel doesn't get to this point, so we know Lazarus has died, but then we also know that Lazarus is brought back to life, that we see this aspect of the Lord coming to enter into the suffering that these sisters are experiencing. And that Martha and Mary respond differently, right? Martha goes out to meet Jesus. Mary stays at home. Later on in this gospel, it will have Mary crying and going to meet the Lord. And They go and they're at the tomb, and then Jesus will raise Lazarus. But we just see this suffering, right? How the Lord enters into it, and this conversation that the Lord has with Martha about how he is able to raise people back to life, but also how if you die, but if you believe in him, you're never actually dying. And Martha professes this faith in the Lord, right? That he is the Son of God. And so that first point, that the Lord enters into their suffering. And so we see how close of friends they are, that it isn't as though it's something that's removed from him, but he enters into the suffering, not just because it's their suffering, but also because it's his suffering. These are his friends. Lazarus has died, and he raises him from the dead, but also he is entering into this suffering that he sees in the sisters of Lazarus, and the suffering that he experiences, that because of sin entering into the world, there's death, and that death really does need to be mourned. We can't just gloss over it because there is a resurrection from the dead, but it's good and healthy to enter into it, to cry, to experience that suffering. And we see the Lord doing that with these sisters. And then in the second gospel, we see Jesus kind of entering into this little like sisterly squabble, right? Where Martha seems to really, she must have been the older sibling, right? She seems to have taken on a lot of the responsibility, right? So she goes and she meets Jesus, even though she's suffering in the first gospel. And then in this one, she's the one who welcomes him. And then she's the one who's doing all of the serving. And she's feeling very burdened by this, right? She's not experiencing freedom in serving the Lord, but she is kind of comparing what she's doing to what Mary is doing. And then she brings this complaint to the Lord, right? Which I think indicates this great closeness that she has. And also that she thinks Mary will listen to something that Jesus will say. So Martha feels overburdened. She wants Mary to help. She brings the problem to Jesus. And as he so often does in the gospel and in our own lives, he gives us an answer that's not quite what we want. Martha wants Jesus to say, "Mary, go help your sister. What are you doing?" But instead, Jesus kind of shifts the perspective a little. And he says that, "Martha, you're worried about a lot of things, right? You're not just worried about serving. You're not just worried about the fact that Mary's not helping you. But there is only one thing that you need to choose. And Mary has chosen it, and it won't be taken away from her." Which on one hand, we can maybe kind of enter into the role of Martha and experience some frustration, right? That it doesn't seem fair that Mary's not helping, and that just because she picked the better part, like, how come she can't take turns? But the Lord isn't saying that Martha can't also choose the better part. In fact, I think he's inviting her into it. Rather than doing all of the preparations and just being separate, the Lord is saying, be in relationship with me. Come and sit with me. That's what I came here for, not so that you could feed me food, although I'm sure he was thankful for that, but so that they could be together. In a similar way, we can enter into that relationship with the Lord and strive to find him in a new way, in our family relationships and with our friends and with our coworkers and with random people that we meet. Lord, how are you present and working in the midst of this? Lord, how are you present in suffering and in sadness? What are the ways that you're bringing even more humanity into those moments? Lord, what are the burdens and the problems that I'm experiencing that you want me to bring to you? And what is the slightly new perspective that you want to offer to me? And so on this memorial of Saints Martha and Mary and Lazarus, in a way patrons of the family and patrons of siblings, let us close in prayer. Lord, thank you for the friendship that the Gospels show that you experienced with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Thank you for the ways that you were with them, that you were able to rejoice with them and mourn with them. Lord, help us to see you living and active in all of our relationships, especially our relationships with our siblings, our relationships with our friends, and for all that we encounter. Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, pray for us.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.